Legal Voice and end-of-life care advocacy group Compassion and Choices have filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of four women, saying the law is unconstitutional for violating due process and equal protection clauses. Chelsea Gayona Lincoln is a plaintiff in the case and also a behavioral therapist pregnant with her first child. She says it's problematic that the state could override her living will.
I want to be able to have a say over what happens to my health and to my care and whatever I have expressed to be honored and respected. So that became absolutely on the forefront of why I had to take the initiative with this case.
The pregnancy exclusion is part of the 2005 Medical Consent and Natural Death Act, which allows Idahoans to make decisions to have life-sustaining procedures withheld or withdrawn. It allows for advanced directives on end-of-life care. The Idaho Attorney General and Secretary of State are named as defendants in the lawsuit. 10 states have laws invalidating advanced directives for people who are pregnant. Sarah Ainsworth with Legal Voice says pregnant women are entitled to make decisions like anyone else.
Women don't lose their constitutional rights when they're pregnant. They retain the same legal autonomy and decision-making power that all patients have. And they have the right to decide whether their bodies would be sustained with life-sustaining treatment or what exact kind of treatment they'd want.
There's no medical evidence that a woman who is brain dead can be kept alive to bring her pregnancy to term. A tragic case from 2014 highlights this. The state of Texas kept a pregnant woman who was brain dead on a ventilator, saying it was following state law. But a judge ultimately sided with her family's wishes to end life-sustaining treatment. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.